99.5 Magic FM, Albuquerque's one and only soft rock station.
You got a lot going on. We're here to sort it all out for you. The John Tesh Radio Show.
You'll find this piece in our relationship and workplace files at Tesh.com. Question, how much of your marital stress at home should you be sharing with your colleagues at work? Geraldine Kerr is a marriage therapist who says the simple answer is as little as possible. In fact, she says all couples need to draw strict boundaries between their work and personal lives. That means avoiding the urge to ever talk about last night's fight with your spouse, with your coworkers. Kerr says the reason many people talk about their marriage at work is because the stress feels too big to handle alone. And a lot of people think of their coworkers as friends, so it feels natural to vent. But it may only set you up to be the focus of office gossip. You've seen this happen in your office. And when the boss hears about this, and he or she will, they may think you can't handle your work because you're giving too much mental energy to your problems at home. That means you could eventually be fired over the stress you're feeling at home. And that happens a lot. So Kerr says, finding the time to get professional help is key. And nowadays, you don't need to take time off to get help. Many family therapists offer weekend sessions or even online sessions. If you'd like to find a therapist who practices online, check out the website breakthrough.com. But most importantly, the big takeaway from this, from our marriage therapist, don't discuss your home stuff in the workplace.
99.5 Magic FM.
All I need is a little love in my life.
99.5 Magic FM starts your day with the Magic Workday Kickoff. Today's soft rock nonstop for over an hour. It starts tomorrow morning just before 9 and only on 99.5 Magic FM.
This right now, I'm Scott Brown with Magic FM. Right now, Travis.
You love being in the clinic.org.
Hi, it's Rachel and Simon from Magic in the Morning, a proud sponsor of New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Sciences' newest exhibit, Robot Dinosaurs, on display through October 12. Details on our website.
Rio Grande Arts and Crafts Fair tickets up for grabs. Your chance tomorrow morning at 7:40.
Today's soft rock, 99.5 Magic FM.
It's where the wind blows.
Albuquerque's soft rock station and the John Tesh Radio Show. You're listening to 99.5 Magic FM.
It's personal question time again here on the program. How clean is your clean laundry? Now, germ experts say not very. Laundry fresh out of the dryer might look and smell fresh, but new research shows it's often covered with dangerous bacteria, the biggest culprit, undergarments. Another source of washing machine germs is kids' clothes. Their clothes carry a lot of germs, and your towels can harbor staph bacteria from your skin. And studies have shown, don't miss this, a buildup of bacteria inside the washing machine transfers to the wash water of the next load and the one after that. In fact, as many as 1 million bacteria can be found in just 2 tablespoons of wash water. Why are washing machines so germy? Hygiene expert Dr. Lisa Ackerley says for decades, we used scalding hot water and harsh, powerful detergents, which effectively wiped out germs both in the washer and on our dirty clothing. But recently, the trend is to be more eco-friendly and use cooler water and gentler products. That creates what Dr. Ackerley calls a, quote, bacteria soup, which leaves millions of germs swishing around inside our washing machines. It's not just disgusting, it's a dangerous recipe for cross-contamination. So, here's the good news, how to protect yourself. First, once a month, run a load with bleach and hot water without any clothing to give your machine a deep clean. Also, wash sheets, underwear, and socks separately from towels to avoid cross-contamination. Be careful.
Tell your friends. You heard it on the John Tesh Radio Show.
Magic. When I look into your eyes, love, I'm still looking up.